From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudanese leaders agreed to another ceasefire. South Sudanese officials meeting in Addis Ababa Sunday inked another ceasefire agreement aimed at ending more than 13 months of fighting that's left thousands dead and more than a million displaced. Ethiopian Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn is chairman of the regional bloc, IGAD.
I am confident that the two leaders will respect what they have signed today. In the coming February, we will see that a comprehensive peace agreement will be signed. This is what the people of South Sudan are expecting, and the people of the region, and also the international community, are expecting from the leaders. Failure to do so will have a grave consequence to all of us, and specifically to the leaders of South Sudan.
Mediator Sayo Mesfin warned the regional bloc would take severe action against both men, President Salva Kiir and rebel leader, former Vice President Riek Machar, if either breaks the latest agreement. Both the African Union and UN Security Council have threatened sanctions against anyone who undermines peace in the country. Negotiations reportedly are set to resume February 20th. Jordan's King Abdullah II says his country is doing everything it can to rescue a Jordanian fighter pilot being held by the Islamic State group. Amman renewed its pledge to release an Iraqi insurgent on death row in Jordan if given proof the pilot is still alive. The new effort came in the aftermath of the jihadist's beheading of a Japanese journalist. A vigil was held Sunday in Tokyo for Kenji Goto. The UN Security Council condemned the beheading, calling it a heinous and cowardly murder. This is VOA News. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says his government will produce proposals within a month's time for a revised debt agreement on its international rescue loans. The pledge was made Sunday in Paris as he met with French officials.
We're interested in minimizing the losses to our partners. And the best way of doing that is by assisting Greece to turn a page, to reform, and to start growing, so we can actually afford to pay back everything with interest.
The far-left Greek government, elected January 25, is demanding its creditors write off part of its $360 billion bailout debt in a push to ease widespread hardships that mandated budget cuts have inflicted on Greek citizens. Egypt has deported Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grest after he spent more than a year in prison for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Grest had been sentenced last year to a 7-year term on terror-related charges. Salah Naim, director of news for the Al Jazeera English Network, is relieved and happy at Grest's deportation.
We still demand to release the other two journalists, Beher Muhammad and Muhammad Fahmy, and drop the charges against 7 other journalists of Al Jazeera who have been sentenced in absentia for 10 years each on the charges that the Egyptian court found unworthy, and they asked for retrial now.
An Egyptian security official said Canadian-Egyptian citizen Fahmy could be deported within days. There's no word on the fate of Baher, an Egyptian handed a 10-year term for also being in possession of a fired bullet casing. At least 7 Lebanese Shia pilgrims were killed Sunday in Damascus when a bomb exploded on the bus carrying them to holy sites. Authorities said another 20 were wounded in the attack. Syria's al-Qaeda affiliate, the Nusra Front, claimed responsibility, saying the passengers were Hezbollah fighters. Nigeria's military, backed by vigilantes, repelled the latest attempt by Boko Haram fighters to take over the key northeastern city Maiduguri in Borno State. Military officials say several people were killed in Sunday's attack, the second in a week, by the insurgents against the state capital and the largest in Borno State. Meanwhile, a suicide bombing targeting a political meeting in the northeast town of Patiskum, west of Maiduguri, killed at least 7 Sunday, just 2 weeks before national elections. And in Gombe, southwest of Maiduguri, at least 2 others were killed in a blast. And Chadian warplanes attacked suspected Boko Haram positions in Gamboru along the Nigerian-Cameroon border. In Africa Cup of Nations action Sunday, Ghana made it to the semifinal round in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, shutting out Guinea 3-0, while Ivory Coast bested Algeria 3-1. Saturday, the Democratic Republic of Congo advanced against Congo-Brazzaville, while Equatorial Guinea prevailed over Tunisia. The semifinal matches to be played Wednesday and Thursday, the final scheduled next Sunday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.